Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Pele Yoyitz, Shinra 37, a new topic. Before we begin the new topic, I want to thank all of you, all the listeners, and the podcast alone, we are around 16,000 listen views, hits, however you want to call it in the language of technology today, from around the world, Ireland, Belgium, whatever it is, of course, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, here in Philadelphia, in New York, all over. And on the recordings, on the WhatsApps. So I want to thank all of you, the listeners, for giving me this chus that you're listening to the shiur, and thank you. I want to make a suggestion, and it's a bold statement, but I think you might agree. This next topic that we're about to begin. And we're only in Ois Aleph, but there's an argument that could be made that it's of the most important topics, not to minimize Shalom Bayis that we just finished, but it's up there as of the most important topics. Now, everything has to be learned. The Pele Yoyitz wrote a Sefer for the whole entire Sefer. But in life, it's always important to know, like we just finished with the Mishterush here, the levels of severity, the levels of the mitzvahs. What is this topic, and why do I suggest that perhaps it's of the most important? The topic is Avas Loimdei HaTorah. We have a mitzvah, we have a responsibility to love Loimdei HaTorah, to love people who learn Torah. And my reasoning behind suggesting that this is of the greatest topics, of the most important topics that we'll be discussing, is because of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. And we'll see it all connects. Today happens to be the Yortzeit of Rav Avigdor HaKohen Miller Zatzal. And Rav Miller will talk about this topic on a regular basis. When you see a Talmud Chacham, to appreciate the Talmud Chacham. You know, I want to just digress for a second with a mashal on this topic, and then we'll begin. Depending on where a person's stages in life or needs are in life, I'll give you an example. If a person has a flat tire, he calls AAA. He's waiting for that tow truck. And when the tow truck comes, he's so excited to see this tow truck. I once had the situation, I got to know the person by first name already. We know each other. It wasn't the first time he came. So you anticipate, you're excited that this tow truck driver can come. He'll help repair the tire. If a person's holding shidduchim, and he finds out there's an opportunity, or she finds out there's an opportunity, they can meet a certain shadchan that has a lot of connections. It's a positive feeling. Oh, maybe this will be the shadchan, will be the shliach to get the shidduch. If a person is not feeling well, nothing major, hopefully nothing major, but they're not feeling well, and they go to the doctor, and let's say the doctor suggests put a certain, you know, wrist bandage on a splint on your hand. So you're excited to get the refuah. Whatever scenario might be, you anticipate and would look forward to that situation. Now let's understand. Now let's appreciate. We're here in this prizdor, in this hallway of the world of Olam Hazeh, to get to Olam Haba. And we are told, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. So now, what does it mean, Talmud Torah is a great mitzvah? You put a safe, you buy a safe, you put it on the shelf and let it collect dust, Chas v'Shalom? That's what it means. It means learning Torah. Who learns the Torah? The Talmud Chacham. Everybody should learn Torah. But we're saying the Talmidei Chachamim. And that's why there can be an argument that this is of the greatest topics that this Sefer has to offer us. Not to diminish the other ones, Chas v'Shalom, but to appreciate and to elevate the importance of this topic. Avas loimdei ha-Torah, v'yirei Hashem, v'choshvei shemoi, gamim nimsheches mi avas hamakom. The love of Tamidei Chachamim, the love of the Torah, and Yiras Hashem, those who learn the Torah, also comes out. It's a toitzah of avas hamakom, of loving Hashem. Why is that? Ki mishi yesh lo yoyiv neman. Because a person who loves someone else, he has a good friend, who oyiv gam is banov, ubnei beisoy. He also loves that person's children. By definition, he loves that individual. If it's his brother, his brother's children, he loves them as well. His nieces and nephews, oh, they're the cutest in the world. Is he biased? Of course he's biased. Because he's the uncle, and they're his nieces and nephew. So it all comes out of avas hamakom. Since he has this burning strong love, im oyavoy, with his friend that he loves, umevakish tayvasa, and he only wants the good for this person, b'chol nafshe b'chol levavoy, with every single ounce of strength the person has, with his entire heart, kol oyse tayv v'nachas ruach lo yavoy hu oyev oysoy. So now look at this now. You love your friend. He's been your friend since you're 5 years old, since you're playing in the sandbox together. You're now 60 years old. And you also have a love and appreciation for your friend's children. And then you find, they're almost like your own children. And then you find someone does a chesed for your friends, your best friend's children. You know what happens now? Now you have a love for that person also. You have a love for that person also. I told you this story many years ago. I saw an Alta Yid, an older man, looking for some paper towels. He washed his hands, and the paper towel machine was out where he was. So I gave him some paper towels, and he says to me, "Do you know what you just did?" I'm thinking, "Wow, well, let me think. I gave you paper towels." I didn't say that, you know. So he wanted to tell me something. What did I do? He says, my grandchildren. I was thinking he might have been his great great grandchildren also. Okay, and he says to me, he was a Talmud. He told me I was a Rav Shlomo Hyman. Rav Shlomo Hyman was of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Das many decades ago, and he was a student. I said, are you a student of Rav Avigdor Miller? Because that's how we would talk. It's Rav Miller. He says, no. He could have been Rav Miller's Rebbe also. Okay, he says to me. If I see someone giving my grandchild a paper towel, I love that person. It's exactly what we're learning here. You care about my grandchild, I care about you. Hashem says, he said, this person is looking down and says, you take care of my child, I love you also. You gave him a paper towel. You hear this? This is what happens when you give a paper towel to a tzaddik. This is what happens when you give a paper towel to a person with a proper hashkafa. Hashem loves you. That's what he told me. And I still have this story was a good 20, 25 years ago. I feel like yesterday it happened, story to me. And that's why when a person loves Tamidei Chachamim, Hashem says, you're a smart man. You're a smart man. You, a smart lady, you love Tamidei Chachamim. The whole purpose of why I created the world is to learn Torah. You are a smart person. Seichel, intellect. Obligate and demand a person should love the Talmud Chacham and the Midas Toivos of the Talmud Chacham. Kol shu b'daimeloi Baal Chamudos Oy Oyeves Hashleimus Avim Einoy Boy. In name Mikol Elu at time for all these different reasons. Roy Lo Oyer Es Ava. It's appropriate to arouse the love. Liloinde Atoyra Uliyira Hashem V'Choishve Shemoy. For those who learn Torah, for those who fear Hashem, for those who are Choishve Shemoy, they mention His name in learning. They live their life of Torah. That they should be dear to him like the person's pupil of his eye. You deal with the pupil of your eye with very tremendous amount of carefulness. The eye is very delicate. This is the first piece as we introduce this topic of Avos Loim Dei HaTorah, the love that we should have for the Loim Dei HaTorah, those who learn the Torah. When you see a Talmud Chacham, you know what you should tell yourself? Let's put this into practice. Tell yourself, I love that man. I love that Talmud Chacham. You see a Talmud Chacham? Try, train yourself. Tell it, put it, do, put it into practice. And then we're going to see afterwards, in the next year, Mitzvah Hashem, the rewards and the obligations and responsibilities to the person who loves Talmidei Chacham. What should we do next?